Welcome to Chaos MMA.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
I'm here to make the division great again. I'm the people's champ.
Donald Trump's favorite fighter.
Alright, what up guys? Chaos MMA here. And today we're having on Yusuf Salah. How you doing, Yusuf? How's it going?
Pretty good, man. How you doing?
We're doing good. Just it was great watching your fight last week with that spinning back kick.
I love appreciate that. you guys.
Filthy. Well, yeah, so congrats on last week. How was it taking this fight on short notice? Like, how was your training? Like, did you get to train a lot for it?
So my training barely changes. It never changes, like during the whole camp. Like, throughout the whole year, we train the same way. Like, we've been training, you know. Obviously, if you get a camp, like, your mid sessions are different. Obviously, it's more of game planning than anything.
Yeah,
stuff like that, mm-hmm. But it was not really nothing different. As soon as I got the call, we were ready to go. Like, just let's do it.
Yeah.
Now, Yusuf, when you landed that spinning back kick, were you shocked that like he didn't get put away from it? Because most people would have gone out if that landed on their chin like that.
Well, I'm shocked I even landed it too. I was like, just throwing it just to kind of feel myself a little bit. You know, the fight just started, kind of just move around, see how we're doing. And then as soon as I landed it, like, my face was, like, shocked. I was like, I don't know if you guys saw it. I was like, what? I was like, go, finish it. But, yeah, it did shock me how durable he was.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, and now, what were you guys, like, you guys were talking. You guys were saying, like, talking to each other when you're trying to submit him. It seemed like Peter was laughing. What were you guys saying?
Also, his coaches and Joe Lozano was talking to him.
Okay.
About when I had the head and arm in choke, and then I think they told him like hips up or something like that, and then as soon as he got out, Peter said, "I love you, Joe," and I just jumped in and said, "I love you too, Joe. You're a legend." That's why we're just smiling.
So you took a short notice fight last week. Is taking another like fight on short notice, like say they offered you a fight sometime like 2 weeks before another card, would you take it? Like is that something you want to keep doing?
Yeah, man. I don't say no to opportunities, man. I get an opportunity, and you give me an opportunity, I'm ready to go. Let's do it.
Yeah. And then you already have 3 wins in 2020. How many more times would you like to get back in there? Like, maybe, like, to get 5 wins maybe or 4?
Yeah, definitely, man. Like you said, definitely another one or two, you know? It's like go with the time and see how everything goes, especially now these days, like, the things can change quick, you know?
Yeah. How many more wins do you think you're away from, like, a top 15 opponent?
I don't know, man, to be honest. I know the UFC deals with all that stuff. So, for me, I care about is my, like, my performance, you know? It's like, I wanna be the best guy I can be for myself as well, you know? It's like, if I can go out there and do better than the last fight, that's all what matters, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and do you have a specific opponent next, or do you want to just get back in there and fight?
I just want to get back in there, man, to be honest. I really don't care what opponent they give me. Yeah, not really, man.
Okay, and, like, how is the weight cut going down to 145, considering it was such a short-notice fight?
Actually, it's pretty easy. That's why we're able to take 45s, you know? It's like,
okay.
I know we're focusing a lot on gaining weight for us and stuff like that, so there's a lot of steps that I have to do. The same way or to gain weight or and all that stuff that comes in camp, you know, so
yeah,
for me it was like it's not that hard to make 45.
Yeah, how much do you walk around like normally?
162, 163.
Okay. And how tall are you?
I think about like 5'10 and a half.
Okay, all right, so it's not too bad of a weight cut.
No.
And then so official prediction, like, when do you think we'll see you back in there, like September, October, or even if they offered you something in, like, would you accept something in, like, a week if they offered it?
It depends on the fight, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
So it depends on the fight. But, like, for me, like, I don't like, say no. Like, the coaches will, the ones probably going to say no or yes or whatever. But for me, I'll say yes, I don't care. But probably October, man, to be honest. I'm pretty sure probably in October.
Okay, sounds good on that. And so I just want to talk about tomorrow night with you. So obviously, as you know, the big trilogy. Who do you think? Who do you think's gonna win that fight with Stipe and DC?
Man, I think Stipe, I mean, DC got the advantage on this one. I feel like the cage is a lot smaller. And it's like, its clinch game is a lot better than Stipe. So I'll say DC on this one.
What do you think about all the Sugar Sean hype? It's like for his co-main event. Like, what do you think of all the hype between?
I mean, he's been doing it, you know. He's been putting people to sleep and all that. I mean, I understand he hasn't fought a lot of crazy good guys. So I mean, we'll see. After Chito is no joke, you know. Chito is still a durable guy and a very wrestling jiu-jitsu heavy as well. So we'll see how that works out with him. But yeah, man. If he shuts down Chito's lights, I mean. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna keep the hype going, you know.
After like you win at your fights, like, do you get back to training right away, or do you take like a week off or so and rest a little bit?
No. So our team, usually the coach gives you a week off, but for us, like, I just went back today and trained today. So I did sparring today. So I was like, it's pretty. We go do our thing. Okay. It's up to you, to be honest. In the end of the day.
And so I'm curious, like. What's the hardest part of training? Like when you go in to train, what's the most difficult task that you have to do in training?
To be honest, the difficult one is like just after a hard practice, you got to come in the next. It's hard, but it's not easy. If it was easy,
and
everybody
so
would do
you
it.
You
know?
Fought a 30-foot octagon, a 25-foot octagon, and there's people think, like, oh, if you fight in a 30-foot octagon, it's harder to get that finish. And as we saw in the 25-foot octagon these past few months, there's been a lot of finishes. What's your experience been like with that? Like, do you think there's a difference between that or not?
Move a lot and stuff like that, so it's like you really gotta really use your IQ a lot more than the 30-foot, you know. So it's definitely very different. Like, especially when I fought for the first time in there, I was like, oh wow, this is different. This is very different.
Yeah.
But would you rather fight in the regular octagon or the new smaller one?
I mean, to be honest, it don't matter. But like, I mean, if you look at it on paper. The best for me would be the 30-foot octagon, but for me, it really don't matter.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, thank you for coming on. That's all we got for you today. If there's any sponsors you want to shout out, the floor is yours.
No, thank you guys for having me, man. Yeah, man, big shout out to my team, Factory X, and my team at Landau Performance. That's my strength conditioning team, you know, and everybody and my family and my wife and everybody that supports me, man.
All right. Thank you, man, for coming on. We look forward to your next fight and look forward to speaking to you again in the future, maybe.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, have a good one, man.
Have a good one.
You too.
All right. Thank you guys for watching the podcast. Make sure you guys follow us at KSMMA on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure you also check out our articles on MMA Sucka, and we will see you next time.